Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, or any actual events, is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show. That's very lovely. That relates to movies everywhere.
Doesn't it?
Oh, recorded live.
Hey everyone, welcome out to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. This is your host, the most Nick Nitro. With me is
the
Jimmy.
Most what? That was Snuggling Fucktoad, our co-host. And that's probably the only sound that we're going to get out of it before it runs off. But at least we got one this week.
And, well, don't you put the cat above our actual human other co-host.
You bitch.
I know, but the cat lives in the studio.
He's drinking his wine.
Yeah.
It is Chardonnay.
He's feeling ready to assault black people.
But for
people
the fourth week in a row. Well, John's only...
It's white wine, by the way. Just so everyone knows.
With his little pinky finger up.
I didn't, but now I do. Anyway, John is here for the fourth consecutive week, which makes him a regular now instead of just a fucking guest star.
That's right. What's up, bitches?
So that means he's going to have to do the first female today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wish I was prepared.
Well, look in your little computer real quick.
All right. Hold on. Someone make a type of noise for it.
Next try.
My email says, Dear Nick Nitro and Jimmy.
Oh,
and
right.
John.
That's us.
No. And John.
And John.
They added that on the end. Yes.
really write that?
Yes.
Are you adding that?
Who is it from?
They wrote it. What's that?
Who's they? Who is this they that
who's
we speak
the
of?
Man?
Is it?
That will be revealed at the end of the email.
Oh, very well.
Stop.
Okay. Wait. I am making me keep it going. Stretch it out more.
That's right. Yes, you can't see Nick, but he's like, yeah, let's hear it up.
The song you sang last week about the show was very interesting. How did you come about that? And what was your inspiration?
Well, being that I wrote it in a parallel universe where I'm John the Team, I gotta say, I use all my wit and cunning, and I just use the truth, because the truth is great and powerful.
My inspiration when I wrote the song was I saw a picture of Caroline Kennedy from the 1960s. And that inspired me to write this song.
Well, of course, that's you in a parallel universe when you're John the Team.
There's
right?
No parallel right. Universe.
Oh, there is
I
no parallel universe.
I wrote the song.
So apparently,
in the
1960s, he's had DNA of you inserted into
right.
His body.
Uh-huh.
But John, being that you really wrote the song, what was your inspiration?
Well, of course you guys know this song that I sang the tune to was... Beverly Hillbillies.
Nuh-uh, really?
It was.
The Ballad of Jack
Griffin? I did not... write that tune.
No.
The one guy who plays Jed is now a movie director. Weird, useless trivia fact of the day.
I thought John had wrote that original tune. I feel cheated.
John did write the lyrics to the original
tune.
But
I thought he wrote the music too. I feel cheated.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you though, it doesn't sound exactly 100% like Beverly Hills though. I mean, it sounds a little bit like it, but
I thought it sounded about 96.
It was the inspiration.
It was the inspiration.
The inspiration.
Inspiration, and we appreciate the inspiration.
Oh, little Chicago, huh?
You're the meaning of my life. You're the inspiration.
My laptop is across the room and is staying there this evening, so you will not get little clips. Although if I have my laptop,
okay,
you will get You're the Inspiration.
Here's a trivia fact for you, though. And you know what? I will give you a free copy of my book if you email us at goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. What movie did that band, or at least the lead singer of Chicago, do like two songs for? It's a movie that came back in the 80s. Everyone, like, at least knows the first movie and at least knows a quote from the movie. If you can tell me that, I'll even give you a sketch. They cannot be associated, though, with me, John, or Nathan, or Wendy, or my father. Did I say, or the cat?
He's in the guitar case. Talk about a fucked up case.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, Jimmy, what's your email?
I think it's your turn. I always go first.
All right, my email is... Hey guys, and Jimmy, the fact Nick used an episode of Tailspin to prove to Jimmy that rubber is an insulator and not a conductor, which it is, by the way, is the very reason I keep listening to you knuckleheads each week. Keep up the work, guys, and Jimmy, the sooner you admit it, the happier you will be. Yours in podcasting, JT from the Good Cast.
The sooner I admit what, JT?
JT, it's okay.
JT, that almost makes me not want to listen to your... No,
I'm kidding. It's the Good Cast.
I really listened to the Good Cast this week, and I enjoyed it as usual.
It's the Good Cast, and...
At MikeGig.com from the
Yes, and the Good Cast.
JT, you can... JT, I call him JD. JT, you can fucking kiss my ass. No, I'm just
oh,
kidding.
That's very
I'm
hard.
No,
wow.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Brother's reaching out, trying to give us some love, some real love,
I
and
know,
you.
But I only took offense.
You shat like, upon him.
I only took offense because he said, the sooner I admit what? Admit it. Admit
JT?
What? Admit what?
I'll just tell you, I'll tell him right now
that
you were in the army and that
fucker.
He will meet you. At MegaCon, so you can kick his ass with all your military
oh,
fans.
Oh, yeah, let's... he probably would kick my
he
ass.
He probably would kick your
he
ass.
He seems pretty cool on the radio. I don't really want to fuck him.
JT's actually a very peaceful, cool guy, but, I mean, I'm sure if you insulted his honor enough, which you already have, I'm sure, that
but,
he would kick your ass.
He also knows that I'm kidding, because he insulted me first, so I feel the need to fire back.
Right.
Just
but,
the sight of Jimmy being in a fight would be... somewhat very entertaining.
Fun. It's like Bridget Jones' Diary with like Hugh Grant and what's his name going, yeah, can't fight.
Whatever.
Be a lot of hair pulling, I would think.
That too.
Dear Nick and Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy's starting with him.
Yeah, I like a nice little segue there.
By the way, I don't think John told us who his email is from.
Yeah, John, who was your email from?
I know who Nick's email is from.
Yours was from JT, right?
Well, Nick
mine
used
was
a real
JT.
One.
Mine was
one.
From TJ.
TJ?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Yes.
TJ, well, that's a very interesting email.
It is.
I got nothing to do to go back
well,
on that.
Well, my email is from TDJ.
Oh, God.
And JDT, two best friends. And they said, Dear Nick and Jimmy. Jimmy sounds slightly inebriated for about the last four shows. What has he been drinking? Well, to answer your question...
Wine.
No, since we moved into the new studio...
Wine.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I have been drinking Smirnoff Ice.
Wine.
Tonight, I am drinking a Sutterholm Chardonnay.
So, yes, I'll give out another book. This is unrelated. But if you can also tell me in the last few episodes what he referred his Smirnoff Ice as...
It's beer!
Okay, the contest has been ruined by Jimmy. Never mind.
I got my free book, bitch.
That's right. You're like the only person who got a free book, and never again, because I had to buy your book.
Well, I'll give you a free copy of book 3.
Ooh, book 3. It took 2 books for him to give me a free book.
I've been poor, you fucktard. You can have a free copy.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm made of money, too.
Let's not bring the cat into this.
You will get a free copy of all future books. Do you have book 2 yet?
Jimmy, yes, I have book 2.
Okay,
my cover's on it. I did the cover. Of course I bought book 2.
I know, but if you didn't have it, I was going to get you one. But I will get you book 3 on
2 years too late.
It's been a year since book 2.
Okay, so the news we don't care about.
First one, you're not going to care about unless you live in Columbus, Ohio area. But Dublin, Ohio, broadcasting in Columbus, has a new radio station called 106.7.
It's awesome.
It's TV theme songs.
They really need to just not come up with the format so they keep playing TV themes.
I love it, and they don't have commercials, they don't have anything, it's just TV themes, back to back to back. Every 5 songs or so, they'll put a quick 5-second station identifier in, but that is it, and they're like a minute long, so you hear it.
They're just using it like until the network decides what they're doing.
And it's from all the way back in like the 50s, from the earliest TV shows till today. I heard Desperate Housewives the other day. Like modern stuff. And it's not always television theme songs. Sometimes they put in things from television shows that were important. Such as there was
The Jack
TV
Benny
movies
show.
For The Wonderful World of Disney, and they put in The Ballad of Davy Crockett on the radio, which I really enjoy.
I heard the theme for BBC Wide World of Sports.
I've heard Benny Hill several times.
Yeah. And Price is Right. I've heard Price is Right a lot, too.
Yeah, I have heard Price is Right. I've heard the Ballad of Wyatt Earp a bunch of times.
Yeah, they play a few.
I've not heard the Ballad of Wyatt Earp, but
they play
a
few of them a couple times more than others.
No, yeah, you're right.
There are a few they play a lot.
Like the popular, Three's Company.
They have a Pebbles song.
Come and knock on your door.
Come and knock on your door.
We'll be waiting for you.
We're waiting for you.
I don't know the words of the
Three's Company,
dude. What was the Bam Bam and Pebbles show?
The Bam Bam and Pebbles show.
Was that what it was called?
Yes.
They play that song quite a bit. I'll just pull that up.
Well, it's also coming out on DVD soon.
My only complaint about the station.
Uh-oh.
It's not a real complaint. It's more of a just, I wish they would.
No, if it's a complaint from Jimmy, it's a real complaint.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would say what television show the songs are from, like, every once in a while. Because I don't think they have a real announcer in the studio. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know that song. I really wish I knew what show that was from.
Yeah. Well, that's half the fun.
Guessing? Would make a great party game. So if you're in Columbus,
yeah,
106.7.
Here, okay, does anyone remember the show? Da na 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 My Three Sons. Remember, like, Nick at Night? They used to, like, hear every time, and you'd, like, go, ooh, it's like Cheers or like Mary Tyler, not Mary Tyler, Dick Van Dyke's show on, because that was actually a good show. And then fucking My Three Sons on at 10 o'clock every night. I don't want to fucking watch My Three Sons.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Flubber with Fred Willard or whatever his name is, Fred McMahon or something. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know either.
Fred Murray. I don't know.
In other television news, Saturday Night Live, in an attempt to cope with all this rerun and strike stuff, they did air a new Thanksgiving compilation of sketches, and then this coming week,
I didn't see that.
Jimmy gagged.
No, that was funny. This coming week, they're airing the Christmas compilation, and all through December, they will be doing best of shows.
Will Ferrell was last week, I thought, wasn't it?
I don't know. Chris Farley's coming up here. But they've got some new best of shows.
The Man Down and By the River.
All through December. An attempt to since their programming has all been rerun and crap, they're going to air, like, new compilations all through December of new best of stuff.
Oh. Of new people, or?
I don't know. The newspaper just said best of. There are going to be new compilations.
I think
the Christmas one isn't brand new. It's like a 2002 or 2003.
Yeah.
The Christmas DVD is 99, so the Christmas one they're airing is newer than the Christmas DVD that I own. But and the Thanksgiving one included stuff from this year that was on, like, the week before the strike. So it was a brand new Thanksgiving. But I have a feeling these are going to be, like, I don't know if they'll be of a certain cast member, but they are going to be compilations.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just, I know there's a new DVD, Best of 06-07, from last season coming out. So I bet that'll
season
be
two came out this past week.
I know. I have season one. I don't have season two.
When,
I took it upstairs.
Okay, you told me last night, but I forget. That's when Bill Murray came on?
Yes, Bill Murray joined the cast in season two. Not starting as a cast member. He started as, like, a guest star. But he was in it more and more. And Chevy Chase left about a third of the way through season two. And then I believe that's when they added Bill Murray as a regular.
Is it Chevy or Chevy? I've heard both.
I call him Chevy.
Chevy Chase.
I've heard some people call him Chevy. You know,
it depends
Chevy
on
Chase.
The region of the
Chevy,
country you're from.
Chevy.
Yeah.
Chevy.
If you're from where they make a lot of Chevy cars, then you call it Chevy.
I guess.
If you're from where they make a lot of Ford cars, you call it Chevy. Yeah.
I wish I could remember the day that Chevy Chase was a rather funny individual.
He still is funny. He did a Saturday Night Live this season during the November sweeps. They were talking about the
He looks weird.
And they said, special weekend update correspondent, Chevy Chase. And they had rebuilt his set from the original first season.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm still, and you're still not, was his opening. Because that was his most famous opening. I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. So he did, I'm still, you're still not. And then he actually, like, went through each Democrat candidate for president, talked about them. He's like, now let's take a look at the Republican candidates. They put up a picture of all of the Republican candidates. He's like, okay, moving on. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. I like Chevy Chase. He was not supposed to be a cast member for Saturday Night Live. He was hired as a writer. And he kept trying to get on screen, and they didn't want him on screen. And eventually he worked his way on screen.
Well,
when the first season started, he wasn't in every episode. He wasn't a cast member.
I just want to see Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, like, on the screen together. Like, not in a Ghostbusters-like capacity.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I am disappointed the cover of season two is the Coneheads. Because I really liked that it was the cast photos from season one. I wanted them to keep doing cast photos. I understand that the first 5 years, other than Bill Murray, they really didn't change the cast.
Yeah.
But as the show progresses, every year the cast usually is a little bit different, so I'd like a cast photo. Hopefully on the inside of the season 2 packaging there'll be a cast photo. I'm not sure. I've not purchased it. But maybe that's just because I'm penal.
Retentive.
and the fact that they started the first season with Castlevania makes me want to keep.
We could have segued into something else there, but
I know, but we'll okay.
I don't know, ready for a break. I've just got reviews on.
No, I have more news.
What? Don't do the stupid news I told you not to do.
Oh, oh well.
Too late.
Yeah, that's
he took all okay. the time to type it out.
There's some news.
But wait, let me preface this by saying a television show, Moving Nights, is not news worth covering.
Okay, considering some of these shows were not supposed to start until May or March for, like, summer.
But the fact that it's coming back in January, well, everything's coming back in January because they're short shows because of the strike. I mean,
okay, Jim, we don't have much else.
It bothers me that we're spending time on the news telling that a show switched nights.
Okay, Jimmy. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. Who cares if the show switches nights?
What if one of these people? What if one of these people listen? And they go, Jericho. I really like Jericho. I thought it was supposed to come back in March. Oh my God, it's coming like a month before. People who like Kane might go, oh wait, they're replacing Kane, February 12th. Okay.
Yeah, but I knew Jericho was coming back in January, February, like back in July.
Law and Order will be replacing Life on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. effective January 2nd.
Because they ran out of Life episodes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the thing, though. Law and Order was supposedly going to get canceled after, like, halfway through the season, and now it's got renewed because of it. So, ha-ha.
I didn't think it was going to
be canceled. Sam Washington will take over the Fred Thompson as New York's DA, so the latter can run for president.
Canceled, but I heard about Sam Washington.
Repeats of USA's Law and Order Criminal Intent will make their broadcast debuts on NBC at 9 p.m. Wednesday's bumping Bionic Woman, which further leads to the rumor that it may or may not
now,
be canceled.
I did not know that they were going to start airing... I mean, I knew Law & Order Criminal Intent is now airing new episodes on USA, which I thought was bizarre because it's been a network show for so long.
Yeah.
But I did not know they were going to start airing the ones that have already aired on USA on network.
Oh, so no! This news is not important.
No.
No, this news is not important.
What you said.
And new episodes of The Captain, I don't know what that is, and a show called, well, Old Christine will take over...
The New Adventures of Old Christine.
It's coming back.
I know.
Which everyone thought was canceled, and they kept...
I did not. I knew it was coming back in January.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Uh-huh. And the last news is not... Television news.
Tel Aviv Minute coming at you live from the Middle East.
With the strike, there's not much news in general, but I mean, X-Files 2 is apparently coming out.
The movie
is coming out. Obviously, the first movie was good, even though I hate the show.
The first movie.
It was good.
I watched the occasional episode. I liked it.
Buddy.
They play that on 106.7.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
They did the Twilight Zone, too.
Okay, and then apparently Billy Connolly, the rapper Xzibit, and Amanda Peet will be cast in the movie. And they said that's really weird because, well...
I do love Amanda Peet.
None of those actors are really associated with, like, sci-fi, like...
Yeah.
Now, are they
big productions?
Mulder and Scully?
Yes.
Or are they going a different way? Okay, Nathan, fuck you.
I'm sorry, I was trying to do two things at once, and I really realized I couldn't do it, so I hesitated a bit.
Nick cannot walk and chew gum at the same time.
You're right, I can't.
I've seen him try. It's a disaster.
It is a disaster. Gum goes everywhere.
An
alternate reality is formed, and then I destroy it because the gum is like a bomb.
Why do you keep having to say an alternate reality? Why can't you just go with it?
Because this episode is taking place right now in an alternate reality.
So this episode is going to be called Alternate Realities?
Probably. Hey, get off of that. That is very special.
Somebody Fuckstar just wanted to participate in the show.
No, he did not. He wants to ruin my stuff. Where's that?
Where is the
spray bottle?
Oh, back there.
And yours is right there. Mine's in the kitchen. Don't squirt him. Don't squirt him.
I will spray until he leaves the domicile.
He's not leaving the dog. Okay, speaking of Stuckabody Fucktard, my brother and I played a fantastic joke on Nick over the weekend. John will appreciate this. Nick will not. Nick was very upset.
Okay, especially after we had our very heart-to-heart talk the night before.
We did about the cat and how he didn't really appreciate it. And I said, you know, if you still, you've only been here like 2 weeks. If you still feel this way in like a month or so, we'll talk about getting it, looking for a new home.
Okay.
Well, he was getting mad. The cat has never messed up with any of our stuff, except he started messing with the Christmas decorations, which is why
he's never messed with your stuff. Let's be honest about that.
I don't think he's really messed with yours either. He climbs up on the table, but that's because he climbs on everything. But he doesn't destroy it. Well, so Nick wasn't home yet. He's got that really nice looking LCD projector screen for his Dell. Well, I downloaded. I went to Best of YouTube. I'd seen a video a while ago about a prank. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The
graphic?
Yeah, it's like broken, yeah.
So I downloaded it and pasted it on Nick's
screen.
That's
messed up.
And then not only did I do that, I took a screen and laid it gently on its side like it had been knocked over. And So Nick comes to the door, my brother and I watch a TV. He freaks out thinking his screen is busted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First thing I am, I was like, I'm sorry.
He's like, we're getting rid of the cat.
We're getting rid of the kit right now.
The cat's not safe. It was quite funny. He was mad. He didn't think it was funny, but my brother
I mean, no matter what, I'm probably going to say get rid of the cat. You really didn't realize that, right? No. I really do not like that cat.
But you're so nice to it. You pet it.
I don't care. I do not like the cat, Jimmy. You do have no understanding of my hatred for the cat. Like, if there was a dog here, I probably wouldn't like the dog, and I love dogs.
I don't like dogs. Much. They're dumb creatures.
My aunt
not.
Lost a cat recently, so she might have
Hitler had a dog. The dog loved him unconditionally. Nick and I have debated this on the show. That's why Nick is Adolf Hitler.
The dogs are not.
Speaking of Adolf,
dogs love whoever gives them attention. And can I just say, though, when Hitler had a bad day, who was there for him?
That's right.
Who was there for him
but
when he realized that?
The dog gave love to somebody that killed millions of people.
The dog did not know that. The dog,
because they're dumb animals. Real animals should be able to sense that their owner is evil.
Like what?
If Hitler had a cat, it would claw his eyes out.
Nah, no, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. It would sit there.
John, I'm making a point. Shut up.
I believe you, like, 5 minutes ago, you were sitting on the couch and the cat was attacking you.
Yeah. Because I was messing with it.
Really? That's funny because you weren't attacking with it. Your head was just near the blind and it goes, ooh, owner.
Yeah.
I was messing with the cat. That's what went after me.
No. Really? I did not see
you. Not hurt.
Right. He just goes, I got scratched the other day. He's like, oh, I got scratches all over my hand.
Hurt me. Do you really want to make me cry? The cat didn't do it.
All right, boy George.
Okay. Like well, apparently like this means that we're going to take a little break to talk about racial equality and harmony, mm-hmm. and we'll be right back right after this.
After these messages.
We'll be right back. There was darkness, there was light, there was day and there was night, there was wrong and there was right. And then there was me, you didn't even know me, but you treated me like dirt.
Then there was me,
you didn't even know me, but you called me a jerk.
Then there was me.
From a planet near a star you wouldn't know, it's very far. They're calling me the man from Mars, and I think they're insulting
me.
They try to take my special suit.
Insulting me.
They said my head looked like a fruit.
Fruit.
Put your hands up or I'll shoot. I don't have hands across the galaxy. I flew, heard a peaceful message sent by you. Now I find you're judged by color and size. I can't believe what you call my... I see a guy who sails the sky, but I think I like to live here. I like to share your mountains, share your trees, and share your rivers. I've never seen so many people of so many colors. I like to think that someday maybe I could call you brother.
And it was me.
I like to learn about your pizza and your weather.
Then it was me.
Then we could learn about how beings live together.
Then it was me.
So if you're thinking about being a spaceman, it don't matter if you're black or white, or purple or blue, or green or red, or yellow with polka dots on your head, or made of snow, or made of wheat, or looking like something that's kind of a treat. I like your hat. Jimmy got through the song. We're very happy. Oh my god. And Jimmy is gay.
Welcome back to the Good, the Bad, the Geeky.
That was a song. Jimmy, did you like that little song of Racial Harmony, just for you?
I have no idea what that song was. What song is that?
Oh, well, Jimmy, well, I'll have to go back in time and find out.
Because the last
in the alternate reality.
Last few weeks with John in the studio, we've actually done all the music, like, as we do the show.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, Nick's going back, smart, I believe, to record the music.
Going back in time. That's what we're doing.
We're getting into the DeLorean.
Nick, we must go back to the future.
Great Scott, Maury.
Power of
1985.
You're not going to believe this. We need to go back.
Maury, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Maury. You got to go back to the future.
I love Back to the Future movies. Just let me say
who
that.
Doesn't like it?
I don't know. But
even like the second and third one, even though they're very horribly flawed in terms of entertainment value,
in terms of
living up to
where the fuck is my Back to the Future copies?
Jimmy's brother is a thief. We respect Jimmy and his family, but his brother is a thief.
He fucking stole Back to the Future.
Wow, that's sort of fucking cold, dude. That's like shit. Okay, you do not touch Star Wars, Indiana Jones, or Back to the Future. Well, you're not a normal human being.
Pisses me off more than any other DVD. I'm surprised.
He could have taken the Matrix.
Probably a couple grand of DVDs. Like,
actually, he could have taken all of them but the normal Matrix, and that would have been okay.
Yeah, that's true. I would have been upset. He stole a lot of DVDs. And I hate to name names, but William Daly is a fucking thief. I'm really pissed because back in the
future, we're putting out a warrant right now from the future. If you can hear this, William Daly, you're under arrest.
William Daly, my brother, if you listen to the show, you better fucking get Back to the Future.
Man. Oh, I love the personal drama on this show. This is so amazing.
It just really pisses me off. I've tried to be nice to him, but he stole so much.
It's so much. So much.
Anyway.
Jimmy, let's get on with your reviews. You had so many
Anyway, what I was saying is this week we're going back
He's drunk.
I am not drunk.
You're tipsy, dude. You are tipsy
tipsy.
No. Last few shows, you've not really been tipsy. You've been giddy last week.
Yeah.
But okay, that's different from giddy and...
That's because wine has, like, three times the alcohol that's drinking off fast. anyway, that's what I was saying. This week, we're going back to the format of recording the music separately, which I think is a smart idea because we can edit it.
Good turnaround time.
Dude. And, just make it smoother, translate.
Anyway, okay, Jimmy, your reviews. Let's go.
I'm choking on water.
I know you are.
Many of the ABC shows did their last episode of the fall. A lot of them have recorded one or two other episodes, and they're holding them for whatever the hell reason. Grey's Anatomy is done for now. George and Izzy are going to try to make it work. I don't understand why. It's the wrong time. They can't have sex. Their sex has been bad. And Derek finally moved on, and then Meredith's like, I don't want you dating anybody else. And Seth Green died, of course. Saw that coming. Brothers and Sisters was good. Kitty married Rob Lowe.
Cut him in the face.
Good job.
Kitty, Calista Flockhart, married the Rob Lowe character. Further cementing that Rob Lowe, Rob Lowe was at his main character.
Rob Lowe's a pimp. Can I just say that? A smooth-ass pimp. I mean, he was technically molesting a girl underage, and dude got away with it. He was like literally, oops, I didn't know that she was underage, and I didn't know we were being videotaped.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. And look at that. He rebounded. He did some good comedies. Got back in that way. And then he got into some serious acting stuff with West Wing. And
West Wing, when he solicited a prostitute. Not solicited, but he had sex.
Yes, the cat.
In the very first episode. And then he came back for the finale. Well, anyway, I've liked him on Brothers and Sisters. I'm glad they had him. And Desperate Housewives was the coolest of the fall finales. They had a tornado come to Wisteria Lane. And they opened the episode. You know what, John? You can see my
please don't wake me.
Okay. Desperate Housewives is narrated by a dead woman. Are you aware of that fact?
Yes.
Okay. She opened the episode this week by saying,
sure.
Little did they know. Yeah, the series began with a woman killing herself, and she narrates. They began the episode this week saying, little did these women know that in 4 short hours, one of their husbands would be dead, and they would have all lost a friend forever. So I'm like, ooh, this is good. Well, the husband that died was the one I expected to die. He had, like, a fence post ran through him. It was cool. But the friend has not been revealed. Nick, do not yawn.
I'm not yawn. That was not yawning to me.
Anyway, so somebody else is dead, and we don't know who. And the ending scene of the house collapsing on the father and the little kids.
I'm so sorry.
This show has reviews in it. You can put your input in, but you can't make fun of me for reviewing.
That is my input.
I agree.
This Brown Spice is fantastic.
Insert sound effect of gunshot going into head and brain matter. Flying
no,
out.
With a delayed reaction.
Yes.
Boosh.
I just cleaned the studio. You better not fucking get brain matter on my new clean studio.
It's really my equipment, though, so I really don't think Jimmy would care as much. No, he would.
It would get on my couch and my walls and my carpet.
Hmm.
And my remote control. And then the TiVo would work.
So,
and then I'd get pissed.
Overall, Jimmy, would you say that the episode was good?
Out of 10 stars, I would give it a 9.5. It's probably one of the top 3 Desperate Housewives episodes of all time.
Well, there you go. There's a review. And you didn't have to go too much further.
Da, 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 da.
Ah,
I lost my voice. I could do a thing. Oh, damn it.
So what other shows you get to review?
Well, I'm still trying to do the wah, but I can't because my voice is gone.
And we were all very thankful.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck! I still can't do it. Okay. Staying on ABC, Men and Trees. I caught up with that. I was like 6 episodes behind. Very good. They did a wedding. The only thing that bothers me about it is they had like some guy, one of the main characters got struck by lightning and forgot everything. Which I'm like, don't do another fucking amnesia story. So we had the Who's Good Enough. Other shows do it for like an episode or two. It's stupid. Don't do amnesia. But other than that, the show's been really good.
Heroes did that. That was a little bit.
I was speaking of Heroes because we're still on the ABC.
Oh, okay.
Actually, almost all our reviews are ABC. Heroes did their season finale, and they had planned, even if Heroes does come back in the spring, they'll probably do the Origins. They're not doing any new episodes. Volume 2 ended. And I thought it was a fucking fantastic finale.
For once, though, it was a little more rushed.
It was very rushed. You could tell that the pace was quickened considerably.
Yeah, but it was still pretty.
But it was really good.
Like, it almost was like an X-Men movie where, like, everyone was using their powers. It was all in one episode. It's not like... That's the thing with Heroes, though. You can tell it's like...
Unless it's
the future episode, the characters don't use their powers. They talk about it. They go, well, what if I fly over here? We save Peter. We do this. Four episodes later, that's when he flies there.
They're starting to use their powers.
Right. But, like,
well,
it was
season one
badass.
Was Origins or Beginnings or whatever. It was to introduce.
Yeah.
Season two, the creator of the show felt like they're making mistakes because he's like, we're done with that segment. It was called Generations.
Mm-hmm.
And last season two was exploring the past and
the parents,
heroes that came before
the sins of the father.
The older generation, season three will be called Villains, which of course they gave like a 1 minute preview of Villains.
Well, that's what they did like for season one, too.
Right.
Like Hero like went back in time and they showed him going back, which was badass.
I love Heroes and season one, I always said, it's overrated. Everybody thinks this is the best new show. It's okay. It's good.
I thought season one was great.
I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was, like, the best thing.
You had a chance to watch it, or?
I've seen an episode or two.
When I get it back from my friend, I'll have to let you borrow the first season. Really good.
And we'll get you season two before season three begins.
I like it.
But season two, I thought, was good. It got me into it more, but all the things he said were weaknesses of season two, I agreed with.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes should not do love stories because they haven't figured out how to do them. They've done them poorly.
Yeah.
And that was bad. And some things were rushed, some things were drawn out too long.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they introduced a couple new characters was stupid, although one of them sticking around, they killed off the other one, thank goodness.
Uh-huh.
But I thought overall it was season two was better. I really did. I enjoyed it more, and the finale was awesome. I really have no complaints about the finale, other than Nathan and Nikki, are they dead or not? And if they're both still alive, I'm going to be pissed off because it's been last.
Yeah,
because
that was the whole thing. Is that Nathan technically died at the end of the season one finale, and then Nathan gets shot, assassinated, supposedly.
At the end of season two.
So it's like,
the season one finale, they killed like three people, and none of them ended up having died.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of bothered me. Although one of them was dead when season two began, but you found out through flashbacks that he was not dead from season one. He actually lived a few months longer.
Oh.
But everybody that died in the season one finale didn't really die.
No, like, seriously, that was, like, one of those things that's like, really? That's the way he goes out? That's fucking pussy shit,
no,
man.
No, I liked T-Law.
And I'm not talking about... No, that's what I'm saying. I thought that was a horrible way to go.
Yeah, the original way we thought he was dead was better, and the flashbacks kind of cheapened it. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I liked seeing him again and doing that backstory. I do hope Nikki's dead. I don't care.
I don't like Nikki either. I mean,
I like Allie Larder because she's hot.
She's star power, that's the only thing.
But her plots have been shit. Seriously. Like, the first couple episodes of the series in season one were good, but after that, her plots have been shit. And she set out a lot of episodes.
Well, part of the problem is that no one knows what her fucking power is.
Yeah.
I mean, to what extent does it really have?
She's got multiple personalities that can take over her.
Right, and are some of them, like, super powerful? Like,
yeah,
for all we know, the little girl could be like a time traveler personality. We don't know.
Uh-huh.
We don't know.
That's the thing. So I really don't know.
But I think they added some solid new cast members for season two. I'm glad Kristen Bell joined the cast, of course. And
she was Veronica Mars, for those who do not know.
And she narrates Gossip Girl on the CW.
Did not know.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has two series right now that she's doing. As a regular. She's a regular on two series.
That's
but
very
one's just
awesome.
Narration, so she can fit in her time. But, no, I love Kristen Bell. I like the new black girl they added. Shut up, John.
I didn't say anything.
You were going to make fun of me racist, but I actually like her.
She's black.
Plus, her mom or grandma is you her up.
No, is she light-skinned black? No.
She is a little light-skinned, John.
I disagree. I think she's fairly dark-skinned.
Jim, are you basing her after the color of her skin? That's not very nice. That's profiling, Jimmy.
Yes, it is.
We should just, like, cut up and just let him walk out the door. Like, lead him there, and he just does the rest.
I like the black character. I did not like the Latino character that they added.
They were
the brother and the sister.
They were pretty pussy.
They were terrible. They killed the brother off, thank God, but the sister's still alive.
Well, like, when they finally showed the origin, it was really cool, but they were just like, are you kidding me? Because the whole thing is, like, the one girl goes, Alexander! Oh my God, I'm getting pissed or scared. I don't know what to do. And
I killed
like,
your wife.
I killed
you.
I killed everybody we love and
I
know.
I killed the whole wedding
and
party.
And her eyes
except
black
for you.
Over. And she looks like a demon. And then if her brother touches her hand, it's like the Wonder Twins. He absorbs her evil.
Yeah.
But
and then
the
no
thing
one
is,
else dies.
It always took him to shut her down. The bad guy infiltrated them. And he had lost his powers. But the villain from the first season infiltrated them. And once he taught her how to control her own powers so she didn't need her brother, he killed off the brother. Because his power is, he cuts
that was a thumbs
skull.
Up, because the brother was rather stupid.
He was. Siler, the villain, cuts open people's skulls, and once he cuts open their skulls to kill them, he gets their power. But he has to kill them to get their power.
Well, no, but here's the, okay, his power is, he can look at something and figure out how it works.
No. Yeah.
So, yes, he can. That's his power.
That's one of his powers. He took that from somebody else.
No, that's his main power, though. His main power is, if he sees their brain, he can see
right.
how their brain does
you're
it,
right,
so then he moves their power. That's okay. why he could, that's
he
why
was
he
big
would,
on clocks or watches.
Yeah. He could look at something that's broken and go, oh, I know how this works. I can fix that. And then he would play.
Great
this
actor.
Weird,
he is playing Spock,
playing
in, the
Spock in the new Star Trek.
Zachary Quinto.
Oh, right. Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, he's quite good. Oh. But, so he didn't need to kill them. He has to wait for his power to kill her.
Okay.
So that he could take her powers. But he'd have to wait for the brother, so he went ahead and just killed the brother.
He didn't take his power, though.
And
No.
And the season 3 premiere, like the volume 3 little preview that we got, was him getting his powers back. So he's going back on the warpath.
His powers, they're back, yeah.
They're back. He shot himself up with some blood
to the future.
That looked like he was drugs.
No.
Anyway.
But Hero, the time traveler.
No, but Heroes is...
This is all about time travel this episode.
There is a lot of time travel because Hero himself, the guy that's named Hero, can time travel.
Yeah, actually, he's like... Seriously, when you watch the show...
He's the best.
He's the first character you'll love, and after that, all the other characters you'll find something to love about. But Hero...
Yeah, eventually, yeah. Hero's the only one I love from...
You win, Bocelli! You win!
And he's a Star Trek fan.
Is Hero...
And his father is Sulu.
Is he the... The Chinese guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy from Scrubs. Remember, like, Franklin, the lab technician?
Yeah.
What's the actor's name?
Hero. Masaya Oka.
And he was, like, a child genius, like, featured in Time Magazine and stuff.
He worked for ILM
and
did Star
an
Wars.
Okay.
So some of the effects they do, he helps them do economically.
He's a genius who can also act, which is insane.
Yeah, that's cool.
But he's also my favorite, everybody's favorite character. He's hilarious. Yeah.
Well, he's, like, the most moral character on the show. Like, he really wants
Peter Petrelli, save the cheerleader, save the world.
Peter. Save the cheerleader, save the world. That's why he speaks normal.
When they see future him,
you
see a darker, like,
that's
normal
the thing.
Speaking. But in the regular series, he's just learning English. In the first season, he didn't speak English, so he's very broken English.
Okay.
But when the future him comes back in time, he speaks regular.
And the funny thing is, the creator of the show had never read an X-Men comic book, did not know the days from future past, you know, where Bishop from the future comes back to warn. It's pretty much what happens in Heroes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, the creator just... knew that it was a great story and just did it.
It is a great story.
Yeah.
And he did. He never read that.
Hero
spent
most of season 2 in the past in feudal Japan.
Okay.
And I really wish he had stayed longer.
And
his friend, who became his enemy in feudal Japan, his power is that he's immortal. So he's in
like
the present
the cheerleader.
Too.
Okay.
And the actor is one of my favorite reoccurring actors from Alias, David Andrews.
Also on Alias on DVD.
I have the whole series. Oh, no, I did. I sold them on eBay. I'm going to buy the series box.
He sold them on eBay.
Shut up. No, David Anders is
he told me to shut up.
So they did bury him alive at the end of season 2.
Long ago, in a time where Jimmy told Nip to shut up, Jimmy did a podcast
in
with John.
In a world where our cars were both underwater.
In a land, in a time before time.
Okay, Nick, you review a show while I go get another glass of wine since you're making fun of me.
Okay. Well, one of the shows that I've been sort of thinking that it's been like top grade A quality for the last few weeks. Life is good, but we'll get to that in a second.
I meant to watch that. Damn it.
Scrubs is actually getting... I like Scrubs, but being that I have all the seasons on DVD up to except for this season, because obviously it's new.
Right.
Seasons 1 through 3, I think, season three of the show sort of jumped the shark a bit in terms of, like, they stopped doing being, like, half comedy, half hospital show. Yeah. It became more like an actual situation comedy with weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
With, they still did, like, you know,
but
MASH.
It stayed pretty funny. I still enjoyed
it. No, it still played funny, but it lost some of the significant impact. Like, I could watch the first three seasons of Scrubs, and I could guarantee that I would be really emotionally moved. Like, I would be touched.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And season three was, like, the end of that. Because then when what's her name? The girl from Austin Powers 2.
Heather Graham
yeah. came on. That's when they started doing, like, it just got eh. Yeah.
And then
silly.
Tara Reid was on the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Actually, Tara Reid was in season three.
And she came back after that. Wasn't she in
one episode?
18 episodes total or something?
She came in the middle of season two, and then her plot line ended in
Maybe
season
it was
three.
More like 13,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they treated it very seriously.
Yeah.
And it was actually. Don't get me wrong. I didn't like her, but I mean. It was an interesting role in the show.
It was.
Michael J. Fox was also in the third season. Like, that was actually, until this season, the 100th episode was really good.
I thought Scrubs has been good, but sometimes it's not as good as other times. Like, it's still better than most sitcoms.
Yeah, it's like The Simpsons. Yeah. Like, it's not as near
worst
great as the episode.
Is still better than most shit
shows on there.
Right.
And, like, but this last two episodes have been, in my opinion, season one and season two quality.
Oh,
Yeah, I watched the first and second season like when they were on TV, and then the third season I didn't get to catch too much. But from the first two seasons, what's the lawyer guy?
Ted.
Doesn't he have like a barbershop quartet or something?
Yes, they come back about.
Yes, Ted's Worthless Peanuts.
No, they
come out like once or twice a season. Yeah,
and do the show tunes or the
they change it up every year.
Oh, they
do different music every
matter of fact, I have their CD. Line. It's called, Riding the Wave.
The CD?
Yeah, it's actually surprisingly decent.
I didn't learn that from you, by the way.
It's
like
really good.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're come on frequently.
Okay. Well, they started off doing TV theme shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
that's what I remember.
Speaking of show bands, there's now a t-shirt out for,
Scrantonicity.
I want the Scrantonicity t-shirt. I did. I saw it online the other day. I want it. Kevin's band from The Office.
Yeah, right. I'm trying
to
think,
though.
Sorry,
go back to Scrubs.
No, I was trying to think, though. Like,
I'm just a big fan of
What was your question again?
Which already done for the season.
Completely forgot the episode. Your question. What was the question?
Do they still come back? Yeah.
Who comes back?
Ted's a frequent...
The barbershop.
Comes back. Ted actually, like, had a gang for a while of minor characters. It was, like, him and the Todd.
Yeah.
They're called the B-Cast.
And the janitor. Yeah, like the janitor's the main character.
The original B-Cast was Nurse Roberts,
who
Ted,
was killed off last
the
season.
Todd.
Really?
But
yes.
She's, because they thought it was going to be the end.
Dr. Wynn.
They brought her back this season as a different character.
Janitor.
And she looks different and she acts different.
Okay.
But JD's like, you remind me of someone. I'm going to call you Laverne again. Because her name was Laverne.
Okay.
She's like, don't call me Laverne again. Laverne again! She's like, no! But they did bring her back because the creator felt really bad for writing the actress off. Yeah.
Well, they really did think season six would be it.
Yeah.
And so, but then when halfway through...
Because they would have had to rush it again. Because they needed this last...
And personally, I think that the death of Nurse Roberts was handled very poorly anyway.
Really? I loved it.
I thought...
It was like a three-part episode.
I thought so.
Quite good.
Eh.
I like that JD's got a baby now and he's maturing.
Mm-hmm. A little. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're actually getting down to, like... Yeah. That was the thing. This season
has a couple kids. Turk and Carla have a baby.
Well, I've seen episodes off and on.
Oh,
well, and Turk's actually connected with Carla's husband and wife now. For the longest time, even after they were married, it was still all him and JD.
Right.
And now he's putting her first.
Yeah.
And him and Cox have formed quite the friendship that I like.
Yeah. Well, JT tricked Jordan. Well, not Noel, because of just to annoy Dr.
Jimmy always seems to like it when people become friends with Cox.
He does. That's a very... Thank
because
you.
Because Cox is a bastard. Oh, you're making a gay joke.
JT, that one was for you, sir. Thank you.
I understood it. I pretended I did it for effect.
Tom Cruise called, and he wants you in there now.
We haven't done the drug cast yet, but every cast
is
a drug cast.
Jesus,
not really.
One more glass, and you're going to be...
I'm really not drunk. I'm just tipsy.
I'm just glad he didn't have that other same glass when he was... going to take his pants off.
I know.
They would be off, probably.
They would not. I just wouldn't do the zipper sound effect. This is what third grade
he is lying. Jimmy, after our little talk, you do not ever say that again. Jimmy, stop. I will stop this right now. As your friend, stop. Stop. Okay, so we watched Life, and it was a good show. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He found out who killed the family, and he took revenge.
He took revenge in a naughty way that did not involve naughty sex.
Men, oh, I already talked about men.
No, he did. He did like shoot somebody though, and like ran him over. And
but wow! Of course, he discovered that it went much deeper.
Actually, well, yeah. I mean, you're just like, oh wow. So this might actually get squeezed
that
into another season.
Because he found the culprits, and then it got deeper.
So this is So this is what I'm gonna get very frustrated with the show, because right now it's really good, but like. So at the end of the season, he finds out that it goes deeper. And then the next year, it goes even deeper. And then the year after that, it goes even deeper. And then it's just like, please stop going deeper. Can you just end the show and we'd be good?
No, I think it's still going to stay good because they've been able to keep it fresh so far.
Jimmy, this is still the first season. That's what they said about Lost in the second season. And then it just sort of went,
I thought Lost is awesome.
Oh, no, it is awesome. But here's the thing. I watched the first season on DVD, like, literally a week before season 2 came out. I watched season 2 because I fell in love with it. And I didn't have a problem with it. But everyone else was just like, season 2 sucks. When I watched season 2 on DVD... No, comparatively to the first season, it wasn't as good.
Okay.
Until, the last episode.
Now, I have a question for you, and you may know the answer, you may not.
Okay.
About Lost.
Try me.
Okay.
I like
they
to be tried.
They filmed a complete 8-episode season for this spring.
That is correct.
Strike, there's, an actual 8-episode arc.
8-episode arc.
They have been signed to do 3 more 17 episodes.
More 17 episode seasons.
So will they make up the 9 episodes they lost this season?
That is up to ABC's head honcho and chief of programming.
I think the creators
of the show do not know that answer yet, Jimmy.
Well,
they're waiting.
They only get 8 episodes this season. The season 5 and 6 need to be full, 22 episode seasons, so they can end it with a full slate of episodes.
That is correct, Jimmy.
I know they don't want to do breaks, but they can do it 24 and do it January through May.
That is correct. They could do that, Jimmy.
Nick?
I can read the words that you're saying with your lips without ever speaking. That is a 2001
joke.
So
I've been catching up on Boston Legal this week. I'm only 2 episodes behind on Boston.
No one got 2001 Space Odyssey? Okay, Dan.
And it's been quite good. The only complaint I have about Boston Legal is 3 or 4 episodes into the season, they added yet another main character. They start the season with new main characters.
New main characters.
And then 3 or 4 episodes in, they'll add another main character. And I'm like, what the hell? It's this black girl who completely annoys me and I don't like her.
What the hell?
But
why does she annoy you and you don't like her?
Because she's just annoying.
She has a big schnoz. There's this one girl, I happened to walk in on it.
British girl, you
and
did watch an episode.
I watched an episode and it wasn't bad. I still don't like
she
the show.
She has a huge nose, but she has.
I like chicks with accents, man. I date chicks that she's blonde too.
Okay.
Right there is
not
gold for me.
Okay. I got over that.
And
she's hot.
I saw this one profile shot they did of her, and it's just like, could you pick an uglier angle? Because her nose is so freaking big. It's a schnoz.
Both of my girlfriends have giant noses.
That would be correct, Dave.
I like the big noses. I think she's quite attractive. She's one of the 2 main characters.
Does that include the one that looks like a bird?
Yes.
But
there was one character they had as the main character in the middle of last season. And he was the only one, besides the principal 3, who will always be on, to survive the big axe. His name's Clarence. He's
the big
fat black guy. Love him to death. I think he's awesome. He has multiple personalities and he cross-dresses. He's hilarious.
Jimmy is still
he has not been on the show since
racist.
The season premiere.
Thank you.
Maybe he's been the last 2 episodes because I haven't watched the last 2 episodes. Uh-huh. But 5 I just watched, no Clarence. He's still in the theme song. He's just not on the show. And it's pissing me off. And they mention him in every episode. Go tell Clarence to do this. But he's not on the show. I'm like, why'd they add the stupid black girl? Keep the black guy, cut the black girl.
I was told from my mother, who's actually caught up watching new episodes, that Marie Cunningham's not on the show anymore. She didn't say, I did ask her not
who
to tell
Marie
me.
Marie Cunningham?
Okay, for those who know who Marie Cunningham is, her and James Spader were technically in, but not really a part of the Brat Pack. Because she was the girl
in
Santa Most Fire.
She just did the 2-part episode.
No, right, exactly. But James Spader and her were pretty much...
She was Meredith Grey's stepmother in Grey's Anatomy, who died suddenly at the end of last season.
Mm. And because we all know who that is.
Because more people watch Grey's Anatomy than they do watch Boston Legal. So I wanted to
that possibly is correct, but I do not watch that show.
It's more than possibly correct. Grey's Anatomy's in the top 5 shows.
She was also a part of Turner and Hooch, a horrible movie. Thank you.
Her face looks like she's wearing a mask.
Actually, yeah.
Her face.
Well, no, she used to be a tubby bitch. Can I say?
This is bad. It's a little on personal note, but champs, the rest of my workout.
Oh, my God. No personal stuff.
We had the Bacardi girls come out.
There we go.
Okay. Well, this reminded me, because we're now open until 2. We're trying to do a bar business, and our drinks are reduced from 10 to 2. So we can actually, like...
Bacardi girl is sort of chubby.
Fuck you. So they sent out two Bacardi girls with the fake tans and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little, like...
Tiggle bitty.
Santa miniskirt. Santa outfits, but miniskirt.
Yeah, version. Yeah.
It's called Santa's Inspiration, was what the package said.
Okay.
So this one, like, Santa's pretty hot girl that works at Champs comes up to me and she goes, well, it wasn't just me, it was a group of us. She goes, I love
us. As in girls, us.
She's like, this is like her almost exact words, as close as I get. I thought they were going to send some fucking hot chicks instead of these butter faces. They actually, I thought they were pretty cute.
That was not offensive, Jimmy.
It really wasn't offensive.
If I called him a tubby bitch, then that's actually sort of offensive.
They were skinny. They were just butter faces. That's what she said. I disagree.
Butterballs!
Drink Bacardi. It is my favorite liquor.
Available at a liquor store near you.
Okay. But anyway, I've enjoyed Boston.
Sorry.
It's quite good.
I saw a preview for Space Odyssey the other day.
I thought it was beer, by the way.
But anyway.
Bacardi is actually both, John.
Bacardi is neither both.
If you consider beer Smirnoff. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Okay, so...
In a world where Nick was murdered by his co-host.
In a world where Nick was murdered by his co-host.
I would not murder you.
John would not murder Nick, but would Jimmy... Or would it be the cat who hates Nick anyway?
Nick and I are the hosts. John's just the meanly co-host.
Or is it John, what?
You and I are the host. John is just the measly co-host.
John, was he the suspect?
He showed up. He's... He's done 4 consecutive episodes. By the 5th consecutive
and then
episode,
Brian Singer does some...
A regular host.
No, it'll be like a Jerry Bruckheimer, like, fast cutting. It's like, it's like, I want to learn how to control the board. No, John, you can't. I will, because you're gay.
We've talked about making John a regular. Like, in
yes, we have. Yes, we have.
I think if he does 5 consecutive shows, we should start...
Uh-oh, John.
Uh-oh.
5 consecutive.
Uh-oh.
That's one more.
I think after 5, he moves above the occasional host and becomes a regular host.
We're talking about Nathan and Wendy and DJ Ogdog.
Who only show up occasionally. So, we even decided to record,
because, you know, I have my little card that I keep in my wallet, and you guys punch it every week.
Yeah, we punch it.
And the 5th one is free, by the way.
Because we pay you for the other ones. Are you paying us, really?
Yeah.
But we even... Just a little background.
The 5th visit is free. That's what
we were discussing the show this
the
week.
The 5th visit is free.
When Nick and I were discussing, outside of you, because Nick and I now live in the studio together. In a totally...
We camp out here.
Way. It's weird. The studio's got microphones and stuff.
Well,
and there's a cot in the corner.
I know.
They just live here.
A futon.
There are a couple of bedrooms upstairs. But anyway, so we were discussing, and, you know, you're one of our occasional co-hosts, or we have been the last 3 episodes, we'll have 4. And Nathan is. And Nathan was all very enthusiastic, even when we moved the studio. He's like, I really want to drive to it, even though it's a little bit further.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to do it.
Right.
So I said, you know, I like having John off, but this week we should do it when Nathan can on Sunday afternoons. And we can drive up. And then the bastard's like, I forgot I can't do it this Sunday. So we moved it to Monday for John, which is why this episode is a little bit late.
Yeah.
And it's...
Darn Skippy.
And to be honest...
I'm
John
hungry for peanut butter. Now.
Is actually
I love
adding to our
I
topics. Whereas they,
Skippy is one of my favorite. Peter Pan's my favorite.
I like Jif because my mom is choosy.
My mom is
creamy or crunchy.
Creamy.
I like them both, John.
I do too,
crunchy,
actually,
but not too often.
I had Skippy extra chunky, and that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I am a creamy person. My bad.
And
that
this relates to movies, because there was a movie called The Peanut Butter Movie in the 80s.
Really? Right. I did not know that.
Or something like that.
This week. But with the strike, there really isn't that much to stay on topic with. So it's okay that we branch out a little bit. But we do have one more review.
Branch out. Yes.
Nick and I both watched a 6-hour miniseries on the Sci-Fi Channel called...
Dear Lord.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It had a fantastic cast.
Yeah.
But it left a little something to be desired.
Okay, I wish, if you're going to do something a little bit more what's the word I'm looking for? Like, Mr. Mag- not, is
it,
it's not Alice. That's what I'm saying, though. But, like, there was a guy who did, was it a McGee? Something McGee?
Alice McGee?
No, well, he did. He did. Alice, I know. I said it earlier and I messed up.
McGee and Me, that Christian video series that I loved when I was little. You watched that little cartoon?
That was
our,
pretty good.
Our church actually had a little library that you could rent videos from, taking home for the week, and that was.
I've seen just about all of them. I love them. I need to get those on DVD.
I
have no idea.
I want to get them.
There was a comic book artist who joined, I think, Entertainment Art, Electronic Arts, and he goes, why don't we do a reimagining video game of Alice in Wonderland and make it all like, you know, fucking Clive Barker did it? And it's really creepy. Like, the cover shows, like, the Cheshire Cat with, like, blood from his teeth.
That.
Yeah. And he was supposed to do a Wizard of Oz, but it got cut.
There is a Wizard of Oz comic series right now.
No, there is, but I
didn't... It's been going on for, like, 20 issues or something.
Now, if it's the McGee version, but that's the whole thing, like...
But no,
it's all dark.
Definitely original.
If you're going to do it though, I'm saying you might as well just go for the fucking gold.
It was definitely original. There were so many.
There were some interesting differences,
And there were some really interesting twists that I didn't expect. And the last 2 hours were really good. But I read a review of it, and I agree that Sci-Fi Channel has never been like a big station. I mean, it's one of the larger cable networks, but it's not like huge.
Right.
With Battlestar Galactica, they found a hit that expanded their audience into network audiences that actually got. Real attention. They have a new show on this fall called Flash Gordon. It's not that great, but it's not bad either. I enjoy it. And the producers of Flash Gordon made Tin Man.
Okay.
And they said, you know, if sci-fi is trying to branch out and get more popular, why would they take their mediocre show and put those producers on this miniseries? Mm-hmm. Why did they take the Battlestar producers and put them on the miniseries?
Yeah.
And if the Battlestar producers had made Tin Man, it would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah.
I
just saying.
Sort of agree. Yeah, like, I just remember, like, one of the first promos, like, a year, like, almost a year and a half ago, showed an actual, like, TikTok, like, the little round TikTok guy.
Now, I would have disagreed with that because TikTok did not show up until book 3, and, you know, the stickler for continuity.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's what I thought Tin Man was about. Like, they were refocusing the story on TikTok.
Well, see, what I was disappointed is there was an extra focus on the Tin Woodsman. Well, it wasn't a Tin Woodsman. The Tin Man referred to the Tin Star because he was a cop.
Basically. Yeah.
He was more focused on than either the Scarecrow-type character or the Lion-type character. He was more focused. But because it was called Tin Man, I expected it to be more about him.
Yeah.
And it was still mostly about DG, the Dorothy character.
Yeah.
I really wish...
Yeah, I just was like,
Tin
that's...
Man, I really kept waiting for the Tin Man to hold the key to everything. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed when he didn't. And I suppose if they intend to make a series out of it, because Battlestar Galactica started as a miniseries, if they would roll into a series, it would feature... Neil McDonald is the Tin Man, and the other characters would become guest characters.
Yeah.
Or if they weren't busy, maybe regulars, but it would mostly be the Tin Man.
Hmm.
And he was definitely the most interesting character in the miniseries, I think, other than possibly Toto. Toto was interesting, but they didn't focus on it that much. Hmm. Toto, the dog, he was still a dog, but he was a man that had been the servant of DG when he was younger.
Okay.
And he kind of betrayed them, but then in the
end, he
himself. We could turn from a dog into a man.
Oh, okay.
He was a guy who taught them magic, and that's apparently
he
could...
a tutor, and she couldn't say tutor when she was little, so she called him Toto.
Okay.
And it was a really original twist on Toto.
I did like that.
And the second part of the three-part miniseries, he was kind of betraying them, and then the third part, he redeemed himself. He didn't show up until the second part. He wasn't the first part. But it was really interesting, but I would have liked to see more of it. You know?
Richard Dreyfuss was wasted, I thought.
Richard Dreyfuss was in, like, three scenes the entire season.
I know, granted, those three scenes were really good.
I just from flipping through it, passing it a couple times, I did see Richard Dreyfuss, and I was like, is that Richard
Dreyfuss? They split the wizard character into two characters. Because in the Wizard of Oz books, the wizard pretended to be great and terrible, but he was actually a humbug. Richard Dreyfuss was the mystic man. He was the great and terrible wizard with the powers. The humbug was a separate character.
Uh-huh.
It was DG's father.
Okay.
Dorothy Gale's father. Now, they did tie it all together because DG went to the tombs of her ancestors and found that the original ancestor, whose name was Dorothy Gale, and when she, like, went through this light and saw her, it was, like, the Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, which completely fucks with you going, so was The Wizard of Oz, like, 100 years prior to this or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that
was
a little
weird. I'm sure they're going to be playing some reruns.
They're going to rerun the whole thing someday.
Yeah.
They're going to rerun it a few more times. I would say
I'm sure they will. I'm going to
probably watch it again.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it.
It's
I'm sure it'll be on DVD in a month.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't rush it out for Christmas. And I have the complete 6 hours on the TiVo. I'm going to save it because my friend Amanda wants to come and watch it. We haven't watched it. It'll be a couple weeks. But it's good. I kind of would like them to turn into a series, but I don't know how they do it because the miniseries was very self-contained. Unlike the Battlestar miniseries, which open-ended it into a series, this miniseries was extremely self-contained. They could do it as a series, but it would take some work, and they would have to do it right, which would be difficult.
Yeah, so on that note, could you please not turn it into a series? Please?
Nick's in favor of not. I'm saying you better do it right if you're going to do it.
No, after...
I haven't seen it, so I have no input, so the discussion is tied.
Okay, after, like, the 4,400...
until I watch it.
Somebody fucktard says yes.
He only doesn't.
But see, I'm kind of
He's
torn.
Asleep.
I'm not 100% for it. I'm like, if you're going to do it, you have to do it right.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real chance if they did it, they'd screw it up. Sci-Fi's only had one hit in their history, and they keep trying to screw Battlestar up. Despite...
Well, they had one mainstream hit. That's not the first show they did that actually was successful.
It's by far the most successful...
But it's not the first ever.
It's the first major hit. That's got
What was their first original series, Jimmy?
I don't know what their first original series was. I'm saying Battlestar's their first one.
It was The Invisible Man, and it lasted three seasons.
Battlestar's the one they did right, but with the fourth season...
Invisible Man they did right, too.
Season two, they were so in it rushed to get on DVD, it came out in two parts. They've never released it one part. You had to buy two DVDs to get season two. Mm. Because they released part one in the middle of the season before season two even aired. Season 3 is still not on DVD, and we're 3 months away from Season 4. And Season 4 is 20 episodes, and it will be the final season, but now they're going to air it in 2 10-parts over 2 years. But now, with the strike, I don't even know if they finished the first 10 parts. It is coming back in March, because they've been running promos like crazy, but I don't know if they even have 10 episodes ready. So, we'll see. I know they're going to get to Earth in the first 10 episodes, and the last 10 episodes will be on Earth.
Hmm.
Involve Earth, because that's the mythical planet they're looking for. It's fantastic. I'm not a big sci-fi fan. I like Star Trek, but that's kind of mainstream sci-fi.
Right.
I like Battlestar because one of my friends got into it. Star Wars is okay. Flash Gordon is okay. But I don't get into the deep sci-fi. So I don't know. I really love Battlestar, and I hope they finish it right. That's all I have. We have kind of gone probably our entire time.
Mm-hmm. So anything else? Do we want to discuss real quick before we end the show? No, Jimmy.
Nope.
Okay, well, on that note, we'd like to thank...
On that very...
Thank you for listening to the good, the bad, and the geeky...
Get out of here with that! Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheapest! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.
Before. There was darkness, there was light, but there was day and there was night. There was wrong and there was right. There was me. You didn't even know me, but you treated me like dirt. And then it was me. You didn't even know me, but you called me a jerk. And then it was me. From a planet near a star, you wouldn't know it's very far. They're calling me the man from Mars, and I think they're insulting me. Insulting me. And they said my head looks like a motherfucking fruit. What the hell's fruit? Put your hands up or I'll fucking shoot.
I don't have.
Oh my god. That's actually pretty good.
That was actually pretty good.
Oh my god, that sounded like a weird rap song in between.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
Alright.
Phone top.
Okay.
Real version.
Real version.
One, two, three.